Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Magic City Monday. And we got a great show for you. There's football. There's basketball, and of course, there's baseball, and we will get into all of it. Myself and my partner, Rob Parker, we got Charlie Casserly, former NFL GM, coming up at the bottom of this hour, so you know to keep it locked on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. What's up, Rob? How are you, man?
I'm doing just great. What about you? All good?
Yeah, man, all good. No complaints. Had a good weekend, relaxing weekend, and I'm ready to get at it, get after it.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a lot of good stuff to talk about. The weather's great, you know. Just got off the phone arguing with my insurance company.
About
I'm not happy. You know, Chris, this is. Let me give you my quick story.
Aren't you with Farmers?
No, I need to be.
I ain't paying for that.
That's right. But this
so
is that's
issue?
Weird. So, you know, you have to have a certain amount of miles that you claim that you drive, right?
Yeah.
A year, how many miles you drive. They actually want to say that I'm driving more miles, Chris, now than I was before. And I'm like, how
that's
can you?
That's impossible, right?
Thank you. That's exactly my point. My point is, I don't care if you average out the miles, which is something I didn't know. They have snitches, basically, Chris. If you take to go get your oil changed or service, they report that stuff to the insurance company.
Odometer. What kind of insurance do you have,
dude? I'm telling you,
you got insurance from Chucky down the street. Like what
Lloyd's,
is this?
Lloyd's of Lubbock. I mean, I don't. I'm just.
Do you have a limit on how many miles you can drive?
It's not a limit, but they want you got to be within the close to whatever you're claiming. Because if you
I've never dealt with that.
Yeah, you pay less.
Mileage.
Like, you could claim less miles, that you only drive a certain amount of money, and
okay,
it lowers your
so you
your
get
car
a lower,
insurance.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So my only point was, if you told me, I'm just throwing out numbers, if you told me that last year was 10,000 miles, how can you say this year is going to be 12,000, Chris, when we don't drive anywhere, we don't go into work?
Right.
That's my only argument is like, that makes no sense to me. I don't care what number you had from the previous year or whatever the number is.
Well,
I'm
the number last year should have been low anyway.
Right. And that's my thing. But they don't have that. They only have like what your car is and they average it out. That doesn't mean that a year ago when I got the car, right, I might have driven a lot more miles.
Right.
But they just average it out like that's what you drive for the year. And that.
Wow.
So I'm in a disagreement. That's all.
All right. Well, hopefully it'll work out. You have a lot of disagreements with people. Like, you
well,
know, your wall, your painter, the painters.
That's because people don't do what I want them to do. If they just do what they want them to do, there would be no disagreement. All right. There we go.
That's what you said years ago, right?
Yes, and that's what happened.
You know how
exactly.
that ended. All
exactly.
right. We got, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. Iowa Sam is in for DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, who is. Not surprisingly, another day off. So Iowa Sam, we know how he gets down. All right, we got a super producer, Rob G, in the house. And on the updates is our man, Ralph Irvin. All right, Rob, let's get into it. You're out there in L.A., the Lakers. All right, the Lakers are struggling. Struggling, as our man Joe Namath would say. They've lost 6 of their last 7.
Struggling.
7 of their last 9. And since LeBron's come back, they've lost 2 straight. Or since he was back. He's out tonight. He re-aggravated his ankle injury. So he's out tonight. And he's, you know, the little few games he played, he wasn't able to really help them much. He played fine, but they couldn't win. And they lost to bad teams, all right? Sacramento without 2 of its best players. Toronto without 2 of its best players. And the Lakers are in 6th place as they play Denver tonight without LeBron. So that could be an L.
They could be in seventh place by the game. That's going to be an L. You already know.
I would think so. But they could be in 7th place and in the play-in after tonight because Portland plays Atlanta. That's going to be a tough one for Portland, but they may win that. So what are your thoughts? I mean, I'm not ready to write off the Lakers, but obviously they got major concerns.
Hey, Iowa Sim, look in the drop file for throw the towel in. Because I'm throwing the towel in on the Lakers. I told you this before, that they had too many things that needed to go right. You know, like trying to piece
it
together.
You said it. Was that when LeBron got hurt?
Yeah.
You said it at some point. You said they're done. I don't know if it was when he got hurt or before that.
I'm throwing a towel in on the Lakers only from the standpoint that LeBron's already said he's not going to be 100%. He's already got his out.
Well, he said that for the rest of his career.
But that doesn't bode well for this year.
I think he just, right.
Considering where they are and how they've looked. Chris, you just laid it out. Sacramento without their 2 best players. Toronto comes in down by 12 early, throttles them. Really? Don't let the score fool you. Toronto handled the Lakers. That's with LeBron. That's with AD, right? And here's the other thing. The squad that maybe people thought, you remember people were talking about it. Oh, they won the championship and they won the offseason. Oh, this team is so much better than the team that won the championship. I just don't buy into that.
They were the second seed in the West when healthy. So they were playing well before all the injuries.
I still don't believe that they were better than the team that won the championship. And I'm talking about maybe on paper, Chris, but you know there's a difference between being on paper and actually playing and the chemistry and cohesiveness. Do you know what I mean? Like there's a difference. You can look at paper all you want and say, oh, God, they're great on paper. So AD wasn't looking good, Chris, before the injury.
Chamberlain compared to what he's been looking like since he got back from the injury.
Right, but even before that, you talked about it. We both talked about it. We thought with the championship in his back pocket, with the whole idea that he would come out, be aggressive, be the MVP of the league, let LeBron take some rest, a backseat, and gear up to the championship, right? That's what we thought. And he didn't come out that way. And then I know he got injured, but he didn't come out that way.
It's disappointing that he didn't. Right? I mean, honestly, that
should have been the game plan.
Yeah,
am I right or wrong?
Makes me wonder, man. Like you basically taking the season off, but you've mailed it in this season.
And that shouldn't happen from him.
No, he's LeBron, 28 years old or something.
Right,
like that?
He's too young. To not feel like he should have gone out and said, you know what? I got my championship. LeBron's still here now. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my MVP, Chris, in my back pocket. I could get both of them and then have a chance to go back to back. And once you do that, you change the perception of you, of who you are as a player.
Absolutely.
And it just didn't feel like Anthony Davis had that game plan going into the season. And you just said it again. Since he's been back, and I'm not here to – I don't know how hurt people are, and I'm not going to rip on people coming back from injuries or where they are, but he just hadn't been that good. And when you look at this team and that Sacramento loss, I watched the Laker postgame show. I mean, it was like what do you call those dolls they give out with the heads that bob?
Bobbleheads.
Bobbleheads. I know, right? I was going to call
those dolls with the heads that bobble.
Right. They were all bobbling their heads, Chris, because They couldn't understand it. Like
was that worthy? And
yeah, you know, they were just like what? Like these games are so important. What are they doing? You just had Sacramento and Toronto at home. Chris, those should be wins.
No doubt.
So I'm out on the Lakers. I just think too many things have to go right, and already we've seen that they haven't. And you know what? I think the season might be better off them going into the playoff game, playing game and losing. And that might be the way this season ends.
Oh, you? But what do you mean better off, though?
No, I'm just mean that's the way because...
Oh, that's how
just,
I could...
Yeah, it could end that way because there's just so much that they would have to overcome in order to try to win another championship.
Well, for them to... If they... Let's say, hypothetically, they finish seventh. For them to not even make the playoffs, they'd have to lose to Memphis in a one-and-done, which, you know, could happen. I mean, I wouldn't pick it. But, yeah, one-and-done, anything can happen. Then they would play the winner of the 9-10 game. And that team, let's say it's Golden State, would have to beat the Lakers twice.
Right.
Right? So it's still unlikely if they get the 7th or 8th seed that they won't make the playoffs. But anything's possible at this point. I'm going to break it down like this for Laker fans. And like I said, I'm not ready to totally write them off, but I hear where you're coming from, Rob. Number one, here's some of their concerns. LeBron James. The health. All right, 6-7 years ago, LeBron would have been back much earlier from this ankle injury, and he would have been fine once he got back. But now, that's Rob. This is what happens. People think you retire. What? You retire because you can't play basketball anymore? No, you get old. The superstars get old. It takes you a lot longer to recover from injury, right? You can't play at as high a level as consistently. And you wonder, is Father Time, I'm sure being 36 years old in his 18th year, has something to do with this injury and how long it's taken him to get back, just like it did a few years ago. So that's number one. And then, Rob, we've said it many times. When LeBron came back 2 years ago, he wasn't able to carry them. He probably needed more of a ramp up, right? More time to get going.
And don't you remember? He was like playoff.
Right. He thought he was fine.
Activated. And he went out there and they lost to three or four bad teams and it cost them.
They went 8-13, Rob, after he came back. And then he shut it down. He maybe wasn't ready, but that might be the case now. He might not get close to 100% and he probably won't be able to carry them if that's the case. Secondly, you mentioned it, AD. Here's the numbers, Rob. Since he's come back from injury, 16.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, 39% shooting, 18% from three. Think about
that. Not pretty.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's not even – that is downright bad.
Right. And Andre Drummond with those two, how's that working out?
Not well. And I'm glad you brought that up because
– it's not working.
His AD, the net rating with AD and AD, both of them are ADs, Drummond and Anthony Davis on the court, is -6.6.
Yep, there you go.
When it's Anthony Davis and Mark Gasol, Rob, it's +8.8.
Wow.
And you heard last night, I don't know if you saw it, Kyle Kuzma said, we got issues. We're not together, not as a team, not as a staff. And one thing he said is Mark Gasol should be playing more. Rob, you've been covering sports a long time. We both have. That tells me that there may be whispers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, he ain't the only one like, yo, we need Gasol getting more minutes.
Because they see it and they understand it, and it was nice. And I'm not – Andre Drummond's a fine player, Chris. I'm not here to rip on him. But I don't know if he really fits. And that's the issue. And players know it. You know what I mean? You don't think they know that number?
They like the floor spread, right?
Yes.
The Lakers, that would open things up for AD to be not only outside, but inside as well. Opens up the lane for LeBron. So, yeah. Now, and here's the thing. You mentioned Drummond. Rob, look at the paper. On paper, 13 points, 10 rebounds, 53% shooting in 25 minutes a night. You would look at that and be like, oh, this is great.
What do I sign up?
Right. But he's the worst defensive player on the team, and that's shown in the stats. And what to me, and like you said, I'm not trying to rip him. These are just, I'm just pointing it out.
These are just numbers, right?
Right.
These are numbers.
Rob, he's doing what he's done throughout his career. His numbers are great. They were great in Detroit. They were great the little bit of time he played for Cleveland.
But you don't win any games.
No, you don't win. And so the Lakers got, and then Dennis Schroeder, now he could be out the rest of the regular season with COVID protocol.
That's another one, yep.
And I'm going to end with this, Rob, because you said something that a lot of people might try to call you on, but I know what you meant. You said too many things have to go right. Similar for Brooklyn, right? Harden's got to get right. KD's got to stay right. They got some things too, but here's the difference. It is harder to work in the Lakers' stars than it is the Nets. And even though LeBron is, you know, we both say the second greatest player ever, you don't just drop LeBron James into a lineup.
No, he's the lineup.
Right. Everything's going to change.
Right.
And to be honest, even though he's not as good as LeBron, same thing with Anthony Davis, and to a far lesser extent, Andre Drummond, because, Rob, none of them are great shooters. None of them are catch-and-shoot guys.
Right.
You know? So they have to have the ball, particularly LeBron and AD. They need the ball. And so now, remember, the Lakers were actually playing pretty decently before AD came back because guys were starting to understand, okay, now this is my role. We're getting some stuff together. And then you bring AD back and everything changes. Then you bring LeBron back and everything changes again. Whereas with any of the three in Brooklyn, Harden, but particularly Durant, and then Kyrie as well, you can drop them in because they're such good shooters.
Absolutely.
That's the thing.
There's a big difference there.
Huge difference. KD, just drop him in. He'll take 17 shots. He'll take 15 shots and get you 30-something.
Right. No doubt.
So you don't have to change everything because they all can shoot the basketball. So – yeah, Rob's writing them off. I'm not ready to go that far yet, but there certainly are issues in La La Land. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are you out on LeBron and the Lakers this season? Are their hopes for a title dashed, toast, finito, done? 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Lakers. Are their problems just too darn much for them to overcome this season? What are your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Max in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
What's up, guys? You know, Chris, you were gone. Rob and I and Jonas, we kind of touched on this a few weeks ago. You know, it's been, the writing's been on the wall to me. I think the team now has realized him coming back. You look at the regression of the offense. You look at the ball movement, lack of moving. Guys just aren't feeling it like they were. And it's sad because I think it reflects on his leadership. When you go out and say things before you enter the court, and then you kind of go back on those things after your first couple of games.
Wait, LeBron's played two games.
Yeah, but Chris, he got himself out of the game against Toronto. You think he's going to do that if they're winning that game? He wants stats.
Hold on. So you don't think he's hurt?
Chris. I'm not saying he's not hurt, but I can say this for a matter of fact. If he's re-injured that ankle, it's because he put his mouth so far – or his foot so far deep in his mouth a couple weeks ago with that tweet, he's probably re-injured
I knew what angle you were taking, Max, but just stop it. Let me reel you in. Come back in.
Drew in New Jersey. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Drew?
I don't think LeBron has a chance at winning the championship. I think he's going to beat the Clippers. I think anybody out west they can beat. But as far as the
Nets,
wow!
So you still
healthy.
You still got them coming out of the west?
Wow!
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I just think that you get a different LeBron in the playoffs. But having said that, that's true as far as dropping in LeBron with anything. I think Kevin Durant is obviously. I feel like Kevin Durant, you can put him on with three other guys, you're going to build a dynasty, right? If you have three other all-stars, if you can play with anybody, you're going to build a dynasty. If you do build LeBron around three other guys, I don't think you're going to have as much success. I don't think you're going to win as many championships.
Well, they're going to have to be guys that can fit around LeBron, what LeBron does, whereas Durant can kind of just drop in.
Yeah, I think with LeBron, I think he's built more like – I can do more with less, whereas I don't think Kevin Durant can do that.
I mean, to be honest, I don't know. I don't think any player in the history of basketball has been able to do more with less than LeBron. Now, LeBron's had trouble getting that team over the hump to win it all. But even Michael Jordan didn't make just also-rans as good as LeBron's made them, I don't believe.
Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, guys? Can you
hear
me?
Marty?
Yes.
Okay. My weed eater was running. I'm sorry. I got to tell you, I've been out on the Lakers ever since they didn't get Rondo back. I don't think they have enough dogs. I know Rondo doesn't do a lot in the season anymore, but I believe in playoff Rondo, and I really never believed in him since they let him go. And also, I got a comment on what Chris just said. A lot of LeBron supporters feel that he makes the players better, you know, and that's something that he's got on Jordan. And I don't agree with that because they make the point that the Cavs fell apart when he left and Jordan's Bulls were able to win 50-plus games when he left.
Right.
But I think if you make players better, you make them better when you leave. They learn how to win and they can win without you.
Well, I don't think Jordan – I mean, I do think Jordan developed Scottie Pippen. I think if Scottie Pippen went to another team and never played with Michael Jordan, I don't think he would have become what he did. Not just because playing with Jordan, having him draw that attention, you know, makes it easier for you. But, I used to say, I can watch and see how Scottie Pippen is learning year after year from Michael Jordan.
Well,
and becoming a better player because of it.
The other thing, too, with LeBron, too, is, you know, he's the pseudo general manager. They often make trades and do stuff to help build, you know, remember the former GM was saying it could be a nightmare because everything is based around you trying to win and put together a team for LeBron. And if he steps out, you know, people say, oh, when he left the team, well, because that team was constructed to fit around LeBron, you know what I mean?
Because he's a system unto himself.
Right, Chris, is that fair?
That's fair.
I'm not saying that, you know, like they were a great team or all those players were all-stars. I'm just saying when you build around somebody like that and you take that piece away,
right,
it's hard to replace it and for it to work the same way. That's it.
Right. And he really makes role players much better. You know, but stars, they got to adjust to playing with him. But role players who can't do it for themselves, he makes them a lot better. All right, we got Charlie Caster coming up as we switch to football. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by NetSuite. Now, our draft coverage on Fox Sports Radio is all brought to you by NetSuite. You're still running your business with QuickBooks? Come on, it's more like quicksand. The bigger your company grows, the faster you sink when you got outdated software and technology. Get with the times! NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program that you can find at netsuite.com/draft. netsuite.com/draft. This guy is certainly not outdated. He is our former NFL GM and an NFL Network analyst who will be joining us momentarily, our man Charlie Casserly. But Rob, we're going to get into the Aaron Rodgers stuff with Charlie, and obviously being a former GM, I'm looking forward to hearing how he would handle a situation like this.
Well, we've talked to him before about players and, you know, and the GM, and, you know, it's one thing to clue somebody in or ask them some advice, but if you're going to be the boss and you're going to be the guy that ultimately be held responsible, it's got to be your decision. I just don't care who the player is. You got to be careful about that. And I think that's what Charlie said the last time we were talking about, that he never, you know, made a decision based off of what a player told him. I mean,
which
makes sense. I mean, it doesn't mean that you can't ask for his opinion, Chris, or stuff like that. But you can't make decisions like that because ultimately it's your neck.
No, I agree.
I think that's
get input, but you got to make the call.
Exactly. You got to make the call. That's why you're in the job. Yes.
Particularly in the NFL.
And if it doesn't work out, guess who they're coming for, Chris? They're coming for you.
Right. So go down with your own pick.
Wait a minute. Aaron Rodgers told me to draft that guy. wait a minute. Aaron said to hire this coach as the offensive coordinator. Wait a minute. Aaron said to sign this free agent running back. What? Then they say, A, all these moves were wrong, and B, what have we hired you? What are we paying you for? Aaron's the general manager. We don't need you.
Nah, I hear you.
So you don't
hear you on that. And we're going to get into the Aaron Rodgers stuff in the next hour. It is not looking good out there up there in Green Bay, but we will see. I heard, Rob, I heard some people talking about the Aaron Rodgers on Jeopardy. Now, you saw some of it?
Yeah.
Because what I heard some say, some thought he was really good. Some said he was dry. I didn't watch any of it, so I don't know. But I heard people saying he was dry. Did you get that? I thought his hairdo was dry. But other than that, I don't know.
Jeopardy's not like some Alex Trebek was
It's
dry.
Not Family Feud, right?
That's
a good point. He
was
dry.
That's not the persona. I mean, that's what made – you know what I mean,
Trebek
Chris?
Was definitely
Trebek
dry.
Trebek was like, what? Like,
right. I
think if he went out there being Steve Harvey, people would die if you tried to gas up Jeopardy like that, right? That's not what they want.
Right, right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying he's like the best talk show, game show host ever. I think if they gave him time and he got reps, Chris, he could do it. That's what I'm saying. If they gave him time. So
the thing is, and you know this, Rob, sometimes you can't tell. You know, I mean, look at a lot of the athletes that have become great on TV. Was anybody going to predict that Charles Barkley would become what he did? Now, we knew he was funny. You knew he'd say whatever was on his mind.
And I was covering Charles as a player back then as a visiting writer. And he was gold to us, Chris. You know that.
Absolutely. But did you think
gold.
He would become?
No.
You know, yeah.
No.
I mean, now a lot of people I remember thought Dr. J would be great because
Dr. J was bad. I thought
he was because he was too soft spoken.
Right. Joe Montana was bad, Chris. He did the NBC pre and post game on NBC.
Not
and
enough
AFC.
Energy, right?
Not enough. That's just who he is. You know what I mean? It's just
right.
Not enough. And then another guy who got a big break to go. Remember Tiki Barber went to
he was
to the,
everybody
Today Show.
Thought he was going to become
gonna be
the, like
he was going to be Michael Strahan
exactly.
before Michael Strahan.
Exactly.
And it didn't work out.
And nobody would have thought Strahan.
Right. Not to that point where he is, where he's on Good Morning America.
Right.
I did not see that for him.
Yeah, but you're right, Tiki. I mean, that was one of the reasons he walked away.
Oh, he walked. He got. If I remember correct, and I could be off. He got to leave football, and at that time, I think they offered him, Chris, $3 million to do that job. How many people could walk off the football field, get a $3 million job on national television,
right,
with like little to no experience?
Right.
I mean,
and I thought again, handsome. Well-spoken, you know, it seemed like he had a good personality. I don't know. He lacked energy, I think. You know, there's an it, and I tell this to young kids, Rob, when we, you know, you and I, we talk to a lot of youngsters that want to get into business. there is an it factor to this business. Radio and TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, some there are guys that can be technically sound.
Have
they,
all the
they
information.
Speak perfectly. Yep. Right. They got all the info, but there's no it factor. There's no nothing to draw. Right? And so sometimes you can look at a player, oh, he's handsome. He's articulate. He's, you know, got a great personality. And it just doesn't work. And I can name more and more guys.
I'll give you one where I thought it would work. I swear to you, Chris, I said when Larry King leaves CNN that they're one of two people they should hire for that job. One was Bill Clinton. I thought Bill Clinton could do that job. And number two was Alex Rodriguez. That's what I always said that. I knew he would be good on television because he's got a little something.
Well, he's been getting ripped recently. We will get into that.
We'll get into that. But I'm just talking about he's on two networks doing baseball. Right. He is the face of baseball.
He's
announcing.
Good. He is. Yeah. Yeah. No, Bill Clinton. I think Clinton could have done it.
I really do. I think Bill Clinton could have done that job.
For him, obviously. For a president, that's just a step down. Though.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? But I agree. He probably could have done it.
Yeah.
Right. So, all right. We got Charlie Cashley. Something came up. He couldn't join us this segment, but he will join us in the next one. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And our favorite former NFL GM, now an NFL Network analyst, Charlie Cashley, joins us. Charlie, how are you?
Hey, great, guys. Good to be with you tonight.
Good to have you. Let's get right to it. Aaron Rodgers, you know the situation. In Green Bay, if you were running that team, say in Mark Murphy's shoes, how would you handle it?
Well, I wouldn't trade him. You're going to retire a Packer. Now, if you're going to retire tomorrow for Jeopardy, then you owe us a lot of money. We paid you a lot of money. And that's what we're going to do on the thing. And if he doesn't play, then we go with Jordan Love and we move on with our lives. But we're not trading a Hall of Fame quarterback after he just became the MVP of the league when he's under contract, and we've paid him a lot of money so far.
That would be suicide for the general manager. Am I right in the front office to make a move like that, Charlie? But here's the other part: that if a guy doesn't want to play or doesn't want to be around, don't you have to try to figure something out, because you're not going to get your best from him if he doesn't want to be there? Yes?
Well,
no?
It depends on the person. Now, I don't know Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I met him when he was a young guy and before he became famous, so to speak, and he seemed like a wonderful young man. But to me, they've been able to live with whatever, you know, his personality traits may be, because things seem to pop up from now on. You know, it didn't get along with Mike McCarthy at the end, but he seems to have forged a good relationship with the new coach. Obviously, he has benefited immensely by the system. Now, he probably thinks he could be an MVP in any system, and there might be some truth to that. But he has played his best football right now in this system, and they've got a good team around him. So, you know, I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, I'd make my stand the way it is. I'd do it one-on-one with him. What I'd like to know is these conversations they had. Was he just looking for more money over the next couple of years? Because he's going to be 40 at the end of his contract. So extending him past that, I'm not so sure you want to do that. Can you pay him more money? I'd have to see more about their cap situation to be able to say, can we just give him an increase in salary?
Don't you find it odd that, I mean, from all the reports, the problem is the Jordan Love draft. But that was a year ago. You know, like, he comes out and plays like an MVP, doesn't really say anything crazy about the draft. Obviously, he wasn't happy with it. But he plays like an MVP. Everything seems fine. And now it comes out. What do you make of that? It just is, the timing is way off.
Yeah, I agree with you, okay? Something doesn't add up here. And I don't know the answer. My gut is money. That's my gut.
No, and Charlie, that's a good guess because he just played some of his best football, right? I mean, anybody would want to get a little bit more, be compensated for that. Most people were writing him off. People were saying he was finished. He should go finish his career elsewhere. And the guy put up an unbelievable season.
Yeah, traditionally, it's always about money when you get into these situations. See, so that's kind of my guess on it, on what you have. The Jordan Love thing, that's old news. Okay,
right.
Hey, he was Jordan Love at one point, right?
Right.
No, he was.
Yeah, exactly.
And he sat there for 3 years, right?
Right. So what on the thing? I mean, that's the way I look at it. You know, the other thing is, and I'm looking this up, in his first 2 years, he was paid roughly $96 million, if I've got my math right on this thing here. So over 2 years, that's an average of $48 million in his first 2 years in 2018 and 19.
Right.
His contract was front-loaded.
Right.
So, and he's going to make in cash 22, 25, 5, and 25, 5 over the next 3 years. Now you can say, well, some of these other quarterbacks are making more, but, you know, he blew them out of the park the first time.
Right.
I don't have sympathy for the player in this situation, okay? I really don't. You have a contract, honor the contract. Why did you sign the contract in the first place?
Right. I've always said, yeah, you got to live with it. Charlie, let me ask you this. Are you a Jeopardy fan? Did you watch Aaron Rodgers on Jeopardy? Chris has gotten mixed reviews. I saw him. I thought he did fine for, you know, a guy without that much experience and a player. Did you see any of his appearances on Jeopardy?
No.
Okay.
Ratings. If they think he can draw consistent ratings, especially if he's not playing football now, okay, then he might get the job.
Right.
But if he's not playing football, he's not going to get those ratings.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Does he have that crossover appeal? Maybe we'll see.
Well, remember, he's been a commercial guy for State Farm for a million years. So he's got, you know what I mean?
He's
been doing that for 10 years.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Let me ask you this, Charlie, because you get different sides of this. Do you think that the Packers have done a good job of building around him? And
yes.
I've heard guys, okay.
Yes. Yes and yes and yes. Okay? He's got Davante Adams, one of the best receivers in the league. You got to double cover him now. He's got Aaron Jones, one of the best running backs in the league, who's also flexible to go out and play wide receiver. So you got to give him credit. You got to say something good about that. The offensive line has always been above average. They've got, Lazard's a pretty good number two receiver. But the tight end, Robert Tonyan, I'm telling you, watching this guy on tape, this guy is one of the best tight ends in the league, believe it or not.
He played great last year. He did, Charlie.
And he's not a fluke because they move him around and play him in a lot of different positions. This guy's a bad matchup for linebackers and safeties, and he's got a knack in the red zone. So you've got all the components there. But, again, you can only spend so much money in certain places, so the defense is the area you got to keep working on. So I think, yes, they have built around him. I don't think the front office should be second-guessed on the draft choices they've made. And so what? So they took Jordan Love. You know, right now, having Jordan Love is from a management point of view, is a pretty good deal. At least we got somebody. If the guy is going to retire, you know, we can line up and go play. We're not, you know, dead in the water with nobody to play with. So, yeah.
Okay, we got about 2 minutes left in this, and we got a hard out here.
Shoot.
I want to ask you about Lance in San Francisco, and is that a fit? Does that fit with the San Francisco offense?
Yeah, both ways, okay? First of all, the guy's got a strong arm, a quick release. His accuracy is above average. He throws well on the run. He's good in play action. All those things fit the offense. The other thing is, why do they like him more? Because now they can put in a running game with the quarterback and be like Baltimore, and now all of a sudden you got to defend the quarterback in a running game. So that's an option for him. And he doesn't have to play right away.
Well, I was going to ask you, because some people are saying throw these rookies in right away, but I don't think it should be a hard and fast rule like that. You should wait till the guy's ready.
Absolutely. I don't care if the guy – I don't care if he plays all year. If you're winning with Garoppolo, give the guy time to develop.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes, he played one throwaway game as a rookie, and, you know, he's the best quarterback in the league, you can argue.
Right.
But if he had to play right away, that wouldn't have helped him.
All right. That's our man, Charlie Cassidy. We appreciate the knowledge,
Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate you.
Great to be with you now, guys.
All right. Yep. All right, we got plenty of Odd Couple left for you. 2 hours left. We'll get into some A-Rod a little bit later. And we're going to get into some A-Rod, Aaron Rodgers, who we just talked about with Charlie Casserly. That'll be coming up shortly. And Andy Kamenitsky, the co-host of the Locked On Lakers podcast, will join us to talk about what in the world is going on in Tinseltown. He's plugged in. He knows what's going on with that team. So we will get into it. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.